All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that actually is, no, it's pre-recorded.
Life in the Lair!
And today I'm going to be covering a subject, and it's one I always seem to talk about, and it's about hooers.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on 4th Wall. With more designs than ever before, and new merch going on sale every month, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description, or scan the QR code on the screen, and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
Now, this is not a new phenomena. There's all kinds of hooers out there. But it seems to be in overdrive now. Now, when I was in high school in the 80s, I started high school in 82 and I graduated in 86. And there was a couple women in the high school that were the town bicycles. I don't know, there's like four tops, you know, when I was in high school that were known for that. And then, you know, you hear, you know, she went out with this guy and onesie, twosie kinds of things.
I was for onesies.
Well, here's twosie. Here's fivesie.
And it is gone off the hook. Or has it? I don't know. Now, Steve sent me a picture on Reddit. And it's in regards to a woman who kept basically a list of dudes she banged, you know, in the 60s.
Hey, you know what? I was crazy in high school. No, I'm serious. I was nuts.
Because apparently she liked Navy seamen.
Do you like fish sticks? Yeah. You like putting fish sticks in your mouth? Yeah.
And one of them was found. Actually, his name and picture, I'm not going to show them, but he was on the aircraft carrier, the Forrestal, which had a significant explosion in fire during the Vietnam conflict, and I believe that aircraft carrier was retired shortly after that. I'm not sure on that. But we have seen our entire civilization literally get destroyed. Literally. I have watched from the time I was a young child to how the world used to be, when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, and now I'm 56, four decades and a few years later, and I have literally watched the values and morals of not just women, but everyone just go into the shitter.
Oh my God! Frank! Did you do this? You're an asshole!
We have, literally, we spent the past 4 years watching trans people groom children in their own schools, in their libraries. I've watched people get arrested for reading the smut that they're, you know, to the PTA meetings that the school is recommending the children read.
Old Nick, the sea captain, was a rough, tough, jolly sort of fellow, and he loved to hang out down by the pier, where the men dressed as ladies.
It's not a good thing. When I was 10 years old, 1978...
Fuck, you're old.
No-fault divorce was pretty much the thing. The big thing at the time. I mean, my mother used no-fault divorce when she divorced my father. Now, granted, he was an asshole. I remember him. He was not a good guy, raging alcoholic. Got it.
You're a fat, stinking drunk.
He deserved it. He truly did. Now, I'm not that guy who condemns dudes willy-nilly, but I can tell you he was a fucking piece of shit.
I am not nice.
If I ever find out where he's buried, I'll piss on his grave. Fuck that guy. But what I'm trying to tell you is we have all of these ladies today that are literally treating their downstairs mix-up, their beat-up bubblegum, like it's an amusement park. Like the ride is going to go on forever. The merry-go-round is going to go around and around and around until the day they die. That is not the case. Most women start hitting that wall right around 30.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Especially with a majority of women being fat.
Thank you for requesting this.
Morbidly obese. That wall's going to hit harder and earlier. Reality doesn't play. And it doesn't care about your feelings. And guess what? Life only gets harder the longer you fucking live it. We're going to have a whole rash of women out there. We're going to hit their late 30s, early 40s. And they're not going to have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
The average woman getting out of college owes $35,000-ish in student debt. Most women don't get big dollar careers. They work jobs, but they're not working those big jobs where they get paid an insane amount of money where they can pay off that student debt.
How much do you make a year?
I make about $180,000 a year.
In fact, the average person who owes over $30,000 in student debt takes 21 years to pay that off. So by the time they pay off their student debt when they graduate when they're 22, if they just get a bachelor's degree, they'll pay it off when they're 43, smack dab in the middle of box wine in Catland.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square!
And they'll tell you all day long, I don't need a man. I'm strong and independent. I've heard that before.
Sure, Jan.
Those town bicycle women that I went to high school with, or even the feminist, the hardcore feminist, because they did exist back then, those ladies, they're screwed now.
When you're living in a van down by the river!
They are stuck. They either got divorced and never remarried, or they never married at all.
So you're not married?
Nope.
Ever been?
Nope.
Wanna be?
Nope.
And like I just said earlier, the longer you live, the harder life gets. So do you think these women at 50, 60, 70 years old are going to get an easier life? Fuck no, they're not. They are living in Delulu land, and it is fucked up three ways to Sunday. Now, I just did a search on Brave just for shits and giggles. Average sex partners 2025. Turkey. Now, this is a Muslim nation. 14.5. Maybe that 0.5 is a butthole. I don't know. Australia. 13.3. That 0.3 is a blowjob. New Zealand. 13.2. That 0.2 is a handjob. Iceland. 13. South Africa. 12.5. Finland, 12.4. Norway, 12.1. Italy, 11.8. Now, you would think Italy, the romance capital of the world, would be a little higher, but, you know, they're slacking. Switzerland, 11.1. Now, this one I don't really understand. United States towards the bottom. They say it's 11. I say bullshit. Canada, 11. Bullshit. I've been to Canada. There are some whores up there. Greece, 11. Their women smell and they're hairy. I can understand that. Same thing with Israel. Ireland, full of ditch pigs. When I was there, they were fat ditch pigs with a messed up grill. 11 sexual partners. Seems in the ballpark. Japan, 10. Now, there's some crazy, you know, shit going on in Japan. They have legalized prostitution, whole city blocks to the sex industry. 10 is looking light to me. Chile, 10. Montenegro, 10. China, 3. Bullshit. India, 3. Maybe. Vietnam and Hong Kong, 3 and 4. All right, the reason I'm showing you this is simply this. If you go over 5 sexual partners, your chances of staying in a long-term relationship drop into the 20 percentile.
Never tell me the odds.
20 to 29%, depending upon what studies you look at. And when you go over 8, it gets even more dire. You're in the basically 12, 13, 15% tile right there. Everyone on this list, except for India and some of the like those third world countries, they're in the double digits. What is that telling us? That's telling us that there's a lot of broken women out there who are going to be stuck on box wine and cat land without a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. All right, now this next one here. So this is from Reddit. This Steve sent me this. And this is a page from the journal of this person's grandmother, who obviously was in her whore years from her late teens into her 20s.
Your grandmother was a hoe.
And if you will look at this, you will see, this is just one page. And this goes from 16 to 40. And then she just has one name, first name, ship they were on. And then you'll see here, she gives them a report card grading system. I don't know who this Dennis is, but he's got an A plus 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 plus. Eddie's a B plus. This guy at the very end was a C. That's bad. Apparently there was a bunch of guys on this list that gave her the 10 dick. And this is just one page. You can see here their page is torn out. All right, now somebody actually did some searching on this. On this Reddit thread, somebody actually found one of these individuals here. But they found this guy, Trout, who's on the Forrestal, and he's on this list. All right, so what are we learning here from this? The Bible, the Torah, the Quran, a lot of the Buddhist teachings, some of the holy scriptures from India, all warn about women and their loose sexuality.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
This has been fought before. These lessons have been taught before. And we've been warned across the ages about what's going on here. What do you think is going to happen with all of these single mothers or single women once they get old? They're going to look to daddy government to take care of them. Never mind the fact that they were strong and independent and they don't need a man. Like they need a man like a fish needs a bicycle. There you go. That's what it's looking for. And they're going to expect us to bail them out.
That's not going to happen, Rick. It's not going to happen.
I say no. I want to see that accountability. I really do. I want to see it hit them hard. So the women in the future who are young can look at these ladies and go, I'm not going to be her. That's the only way this whole thing is going to turn around. It is one huge clusterfuck. It truly is. And, you know, I do comedy about these subjects, these whores. It is what it is. And listen, when you talk negatively about it or you tell these ladies the truth, you're a misogynist. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to live in smoke and mirrors up your ass land. I'm sorry. But if you make it to 40 and you're not married and you're a woman, you have between a 1 and 5% chance of being married by the time you're 45. After 45, you're on your own. And guess what? Life doesn't get easier the longer you live. See, I'm on the 65 and out plan. I'm not going to see those old years. I'm not planning on it anyway. But you ladies have a bad habit of sticking around like gum on a shoe. You'll be 80, 90 years old, whining and crying about your youth and how you wasted it. And those good guys that you could have had when you're in high school or in your young 20s that you turned up for something better, wow. That regret is going to weigh a fucking ton. Too bad I won't be around to see it. Anyway, that's my video for today. I hope you enjoy it, and I will talk to you later.